Well, Mr. Brady, a lot of people are referring to reconciliation as the nuclear option. But this week ahead, it's more like the thermonuclear option. What can people do since it doesn't seem like Congress is listening to their concerns?
Over the objections of the American public, who strongly oppose this national health care bill, the speaker is going to push forward. She does not have the votes yet, but they're going to use gimmicks. Reconciliation, for example, to get around, circumvent the will of the people. In fact, they're looking at one option where they would avoid completely a vote on the Senate bill. They would deem it, in effect, proclaim it passed on another bill, which tells you they have so little confidence in what they're doing. They're desperate to pass this bill. It shows how far out of touch they are with the American public. They're not listening to the reforms we want, which is lower health care costs, lawsuit reform, less fraud, ability for more competition, choices for small businesses. But they're determined to press forward. We're determined to stop them.
Americans still waiting for those jobs from the stimulus have a really hard time believing that any of this is going to cut anything out of the deficit.
Now, almost 80% of Americans believe that this health care bill will drive taxes up for them. An equal amount believe it will make their health care worse. That's what the American public believes. Yet, they are pushing this bill through, and it will add, despite what they claim, hundreds of billions of dollars to our deficit, not just at the beginning, but throughout. This will be a plan we can never hope to pay for as a country on top of our entitlements that are already struggling, Medicare, Social Security, and our veterans care. So this doesn't lower health care costs. It drives us deeper into debt.
The president delayed his trip to Asia to be around for this week. Can we assume that the arms are being twisted all the way around the back?
Well, the arms have been twisted now for the last several weeks. You can see this on the House floor as they just converge on members of Congress. They'll hold votes open for an hour just to force members to have to deal with the leadership. So it has gotten very ugly up there. And I can tell you from experience, you don't have to twist arms when you've got the right bill, when you're really doing what is good for the American public and is supported. But now I think we're going to see more of those Senate-style kickbacks and those major payoffs to convince Democrats to change from a no vote to a yes. We've already seen them say, we're not going to deal with the pro-life Democrats anymore. We're just going to end run around you. So there is a lot of, I think, very ugly things going on in Washington last week, and especially in the days preceding the vote.
I guess the big question for people is, when will we see a vote? Do we even have a timetable we can predict yet?
I expect it to be at the end of the week. It takes a certain number of days before it gets to the House floor. So if they have the votes, I expect it to be Thursday or Friday or maybe into the weekend. So this will be a critical week for the future of health care, not just for this generation, but for generations in the future.
You said if they have the votes. That means that right now that's not certain.
I don't believe they do have the votes. Despite all the arm twisting, all the promises, all the threatening of committee assignments, I still believe that, again, all Republicans will vote against this. Their problem all along has been convincing their own party this is a good bill, and so far, they failed.
Well, speaking of getting the votes, you finally got the votes this past week for real earmark reform, at least from the Republicans. The Republicans are now taking this very seriously.
Well, I am proud that House Republicans voted to immediately end all earmarks for this year. We will not support or submit any of them. I think this is a fresh start from some of the spending mistakes of the past by the party. I think it says that we understand what went wrong and we're going to govern in the future in a fiscally responsible manner. My thought is all earmarks are not bad. There's a role for them to play, but they're way out of control. And there's so many abuses in the system. It's time to, in effect, reboot the computer. End the entitlement mentality of earmarks. Put them back to what they once were, which was very small, very limited, and they were key to the governing of our nation, not simply of local projects. So I think this is great news. Democrats, I don't believe, will go along with the moratorium, but it says that one party in the House is dead serious about getting spending under control.